Welcome to the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's 27th production of Free Shakespeare in the Boston Common. Directed by founding artistic director Stephen Mahler, Macbeth is a story of ambition and betrayal, insurrection and anarchy, toppling hierarchies and fracturing the rule of law. Things that all feel ripped from global headlines today. Blood must have blood. In this modern retelling, gender and color lines are non-existent. Three witches intercept two generals returning from battle, Macbeth and Banquo. They predict Macbeth shall one day be king, and Banquo, although not a king himself, will bear kings. Upon sharing the news with his wife, Macbeth and she plot to hasten the prophecy by murdering the king, and Banquo and his offspring for good measure. The set of Macbeth. Slicing through the center of the audience, 10 rows deep and sloping upward directly onto center stage, is a silver grated ramp. The stage is about 40 feet long, with footstairs on either side of the front edge. A red, battle-beaten jeep, covered in dust and soot, lines the left side of the stage. When the witches, in their yellow and black camouflage, conjure, they do so in the jeep's engine, which they use as a cauldron. Behind the car sits two-story scaffolding that opens up to a small platform leading to and through a sloped and crumbling back wall. At the center of the scaffolded platform, a giant steel beam, structural in nature, and the length of a short school bus, leans heavy against the edge and slopes down directly to center stage at a 45-degree angle. The beam has a hidden staircase, and at its foot lies center stage, a trapdoor. It opens upward for surprise entrance rather than falling away for surprise exit. The raised back half of the black stage is in a V shape, pointing directly at the ramp to the audience. 3 steps along the curved front edge lead to the main stage floor, with a distance of 15 feet between the bottom step and the center ramp. On the right side of the stage lies another beam. This one is on its side with a less severe angle, so the smooth top can be used for travel from the front of the stage to the back wall. Surreptitiously, behind this beam is an oil barrel, and to the left, 2 tables, upended for inconspicuous storage and utilized later for banquet scenes with the king. The steel beam, acting as a ramp, leads to the tallest column of the exposed brick and concrete back wall. The column has rungs, which allows soldiers to ascend to the second level, sleeping quarters, and to another scaffolding which hides behind the wall and runs the length of a stage. It is used for travel. All entryways are covered with opaque plastic tarping. They are full in length and slitted so that they can work well with the wind as it blows through. They only partially obscure the exits and entrances. Please note that during this performance, a fog machine is used heavily.